B'shalshnas ha-pesach b'taner, imcha sheichem. U'machizin es or b'meduris beis hamukah. You're allowed to start off the fire in the b'meduris, in the woods, beis hamukah. That's a part in the beis hamikdash. We used to have a fire burning there, keseda, to keep the floor of the beis hamikdash warm. Like Rashi says, Kahanim used to have to do the avodah barefoot, so they were very cold. So to keep the floor hot, they used to have a fire going. So you're allowed to start the fire right before Shabbos and let it burn throughout the rest of the Shabbos. So Rashi, beis hamumachizin esor, mat mat beitzim, start a little fire. Shel maduras beis hamoika, the big beams, the big woods. Shehoisa biyazor was in the Azor in the Beis Hamikdash. Vi misveres molechas mishtechshach, and it will burn nicely throughout that night and throughout the Shabbos. V'loy chashinim v'nat choshish shem yekhanim tzrichin aviron mishtechshach. Since you didn't let the wood catch good fire before Shabbos, we're afraid it'll come Friday night on Shabbos, there's not going to be such a good fire there, so the kahanim will come and hit the wood to make it burn even better. Like we'll soon see, not in the Beis Hamikdash we have this gezeira, but in the Beis Hamikdash, the kahanim, as reason main, we don't have this gezeira. Rashi, Beis Hamukad, Lishcha G'dayla Big Arum Hi, Shakahanim Eschamim Misham. The kahanim used to go there to heat up a little bit. The Meduris Eish, near the fire. And the second time, there's a ksaydah like a fire burning there. Mevnei Shemahauchin Yechofim. Because the kahanim used to walk barefoot. Al Ritzpa Shayish, on the Ritzpa, a marble floor. So the marble floor got very cold, Yazora. Chad Yarmina Bezvochin, Hoyel Beritzpa Mekadeshis. We dash and the floor has kedusha to it. And a kalim also has kedusha to it. You have to make mashicha, put oil on the kalim, and be mekadoshit. So ma klisharis, just like when a kohen does the avodah with a klisharis, lo yehi davar chaytes benel leben klisharis, he can't have anything like a glove on his hand. His hand itself has to touch the kli. Af ritzpa, the same thing when a kohen's feet touch the floor. Hey, since the ritzpah has kedusha, it's like it has to be mekadesh to kohen, so the kohen itself has to be touching the floor. So he wasn't allowed to wear shoes or socks. He had to go barefoot. So therefore, it was cold. So he used to have excited the kafaya burning there to warm him up. Aber v'gvulim out of the base hamikdash is aser. When you want to make a fire to have heat throughout the Shabbos, you have to start it before Shabbos, that the rove of the wood has to catch fire. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, rove of the wood. That's only if you have wood. But if you have coals, even a coal shoe is enough. Have you a coal shoe of the coal is burning, that's enough. If you start a fire before Shabbos, you have to make sure rove of the wood caught fire before Shabbos. If you do aimim hoisim maduras pchamim, it was made from coals and sarach lachas vem or el a coal shoe, a little bit of the coal. Feed the lechas v'lechas, then dark or lias kovav v'lechas vein sarach lachtach vem. His coals don't go out. Once coals caught a little bit fire, by itself it burns up. So there is no gzeira to come to hit it. It's only by wood we're afraid maybe it wouldn't catch good fire. So if rove is not caught before Shabbos, we're afraid on Shabbos you come to hit it to make it burn better. So the Gemara v'kama, how much does it have to be roasted before Shabbos? It says the meat should be roasted before Shabbos. What's called how much? Amar Rav Loza, Amar Rav, k'dei she'itzor l'mavoy joim, k'maychu ben drusoy. It has to be at least one half cooked. Or Rashi Shita is one third. K'maychu ben drusoy, the way the food of ben drusoy eat. What's drusoy, is it Rashi? Listen, that's the way ganovim eat. Hoyu, umavashu bishulishlish. Is they have no time to sit and cook too much, they're busy stealing, or they're afraid they'll get caught. So they used to just cook it a little bit, edible. So Rashi Shita is enough for one third. A loch we bring us out has to be cooked one half. If it's halfway cooked, that's called the bishul. So it has to be cooked, kamaichu ben drusoi, before Shabbos. Itmanami, or not cooked, he's talking about tzli. You have to roast the meat before Shabbos, at least kamaichu ben drusoi. Itmanami, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Kol Shu Kamaicha Ben Drusoi, once it was cooked before Shabbos, Kamaicha Ben Drusoi, Ein Boi Mishum Bishul Nochrim. Oh no, this is not a loch of Shabbos. This is Tam a loch of Bishul Nochrim. You're not allowed to have Goyim cook for you. Food that you can't eat raw. That's Oila Shulchem Lochrim. It's a choshev of food like meat. Or something choshev like eggs. You're not allowed to have a Goy cook for you. But let's say a Yisrael first cooked it halfway. He cooked the Kamaicha Ben Drusoi. That's called the food is cooked. and if a goy finishes off the cooking, that's mutter. So you see that cooking the mos of Meichel ben Dersoy is called something, it's called the food was cooked. So Drashi, kol shul mevushul piyad Yisrael k'meichel ben Dersoy, if the Yisrael started the cooking that they got halfway finished, even though then they shut off the fire, and the goy came late and put on the fire, shuv ein v'gomra mishum bishul shul enochim. If the goy finishes off the cooking now, it's mutter for Yisrael to eat it. There's no issur bishul akim. So you see, Meichel ben Dersoy is a choshev ashir. Tanya, Chananya Oimer, Koshul Kumaichel ben Drisoi, Mutil Ashois Yagabatira. He says the Pharisee, even for the Shabbos, Habiyah was cooked or roasted before Shabbos halfway, you're allowed to leave it on top of the Kira, cooking it. V'yafo pi she'ein agruf v'ketuma, even though it's not goruf, means you didn't take out the coals of the Kira, or else ketuma, you didn't put like some dirt on top of the coals, that's like our blech. That means put some type of a hecker on top of the fire. Even though you don't have a hecker on top of the fire, if the food was cooked halfway before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Once it reached Kamaicha ben Drisoi, we don't have the gzer to come to make it cook better on Shabbos. Trashi Goref means minigacholim. He didn't clean out all the coals, the magrefa with the rake, shekur revidla. Koto means mefazrin eifim amala. You put some ash, some dirt on top of the fire. Kedei lahafik chaymud, take away a little bit the heat of the fire. Shelo yosef hevel b'shabbos, shouldn't get hotter and hotter on Shabbos. Vezeh tavshu shul kumaycha ben drisoi, but if you have a food that was cooked already kumaycha ben drisoi, loy chashinon ismes vashelos v'leches b'shabbos. We're not choshesh even though it's going to cook better throughout Shabbos. And since it reached the darg of Meichel ben Dersoy before Shabbos, we have no gzer to come to make it cook better on Shabbos. So some sheet this is, because since it's cooked Meichel ben Dersoy, it's like ain bishul acha bishul. Even if you make it cooked on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an issur deraisa. Or else the other pshat is that since it's cooked this much, the rest of cooking takes very fast. So we're not afraid at night time you come to hit it to make it cook faster. It'll zicha be cooked by itself. Ain noisun as a pas. Same thing, you can't put bread into the oven right before Shabbos. Unless it's korma ponel, iboilu, and the next sheet there is the taskoi, the bottom part of the bread has to be finished, has to be brown already. Iboilu, tachton heich, what's called the bottom? Heich the gabe tanner, the part of the bread that's mamish touching the oven, oiduma tachton heich the gabe yor, the part of the bread that's sticking out and like towards the fire. Usually at that time the tanner was, it was like four sides to it, they used to stick the bread either on the top or on the sides, and the fire would be on the bottom. So one part of the bread is the bread, the side that's touching the tanner, or else the other side is that's sticking out closer to the fire. Which side of the bread has to be korma paner? What's called the tachlin? Toshma, Reb Loza Oimer, Kadeshi korma paneha hamudubokim betanner. You have to wait even the side that's touching the walls of the tanner till that side gets brown. And that's a longer shear. Because the side outside, close to the fire, gets brown first. So you have to wait before Shabbos, leaving the side near the tanner also gets brown. Trashi, medubokim betanner, v'chumrihi, that's a chumra. Deponim tzlakalpior, the side of the bread that's facing the fire, memarim likrim, that side gets brown first. So it's not enough that that side is brown, you have to wait till the second side also gets brown. Right, the Mishnah says, mishalshel nesa pesach, you're allowed to put the korban pesach into the tanner right before Shabbos, even though it's going to finish burning, finish being the bishul on the tzli on Shabbos. For the Gemara, my timer, why are we matah here? Why are we choshed? I maybe on Shabbos, Vaisas Pesach came out on Shabbos. You want to eat the korban Pesach at night? You come to hit the coals on Shabbos. Mishum debnei chabur is reasoning. And since usually a Pesach is made by chabur, a few people together, so a few people together, one person will remind the other person. There's reasoning. So the Gemara, lav hochi, mashmir not for this svara of Bnei Chaburah's reason, him to watch one another, loy, mashmud biyosar, I, the Omamar, we learned before, Gediyah, Rashi Shita was, Gediyah, that's a young behemoth, that's a Korban Pesach, that's only kosher of 1 year old, that's a kid, the first year old, is Bain Sarek, whether you cemented down the cover of the oven, Bain Loy Sarek, Afilu didn't put tit, you didn't cement down the cover of the oven. Still Shapa Dami. You're allowed to start the tzli before Shabbos and let it continue going throughout Shabbos. Because as I said before, when that's choshesh, you'll open up the tana to hit the coals on Shabbos, because the zika, the wind coming in, is going to ruin the meat. So we had before it's mutter to start roasting before Shabbos. because we're not afraid you'll open it up on Shabbos. So why here by the Korban Pesach, since it's a Gedi, why is it only Mutter because of Bnei Chaburah's reasoning? Even without Bnei Chaburah's reasoning, it should be Mutter. Because we're not afraid you'll open it up. The Zik is bad for it, the wind is bad for it. And the Gemara, Hosam Mintach, before we're talking about where you cut up the meat. So sliced meat, then we say you wouldn't open the Tana because the wind coming in will ruin the meat. Abahachalem Mintach. Here we're talking about the Korban Pesach, you have to roast the whole Korban together. So the whole Korban together, here we're not afraid to open up the tanner. The wind won't root the meat. The wind won't ruin the meat. Alone you ruin sliced meat. But here you have the whole Korban Pesach together, the wind won't ruin it. Therefore, Minas Tam would be awesome. That's only Mutter because Bnei Chaburah's reasoning. Trashi Hosse Mintach. V'yim poisayach piyataner to open up the piyataner, ayil beizika, the wind will come in. The koshalei, and the wind is bad for sliced young meat. Mashaik here by Korban Pesach, hochalei mintach. The Torah says, al roisha v'al kirboi. How do you have to roast the Korban Pesach, the whole behemoth together? V'magulei, if you'll open up the taner, le koshalei zika, the wind coming in won't ruin this meat. Hilkach, iloid is reasoning also. If not for the svara that the Bnei Chaburah's reasoning would blive also. Right, umachizin esor. It says also the base of Migdash, you're allowed to start the fire with the wood right before Shabbos, and it'll continue burning throughout the Shabbos. So the Gemara Menohan Emili, how do we know such a svara that it's mutter to start the fire burning right before Shabbos in the base of Migdash? Omar Rafuna, the Habamini is now Smidiraisa mutter. The Pasuk says, Loisavaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem. You're not allowed to make a fire b'chol moshvaseichem wherever you live. That's what's also to do on Shabbos. To diyik, b'chol moshvaseichem, wherever you live, that's where you can't make fire on Shabbos. Iyatomavir. Avalatomavir b'maduras beis hamukkah. But in the beis hamikdash, that's not called moshvaseichem. In the beis hamikdash, it's mutter to make fire on Shabbos. That's the havamina. So that's why you're allowed to start the fire before Shabbos and let it burn throughout Shabbos. For the Gemara, that can't be. Maskev lo Rav Chisda. Ihochi, that's pshana mishnah, afilu b'shabbos nami. As the Mishnah only says you can start the fire before Shabbos and let it continue burning on Shabbos. But Mash Maklo, you're not allowed to let it start to burn on Shabbos. Now, if in the Darshan, the Posik, the Savaro Esh, is only necessary to make fire in your house, but not in the Beis HaMikdash, it should be mutter to start the fire on Shabbos also. So the Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Chisda, Kro, Tzaka True, there's such a diet that there is a heta to burn something in the Beis HaMikdash. Of the kiosk, when is the pasuk talking about? It's only coming to be matir the korbanos, a korban that was brought on Shabbos. You're allowed to let it be burnt on Shabbos. The meat of the korban is allowed to be burnt on Shabbos. That's the only thing that's mutter, because that's part of the akrobas a korban. But if I had any other fire, it's also to make in the base of Migdish on Shabbos. Shrashi evorim updorim hudiyosa lahatir esaktiron kolalaylo. You're allowed to be makter it, burn it the whole night. Ava maduras beisamukad mashenken stam, the wood that you need to keep the floor warm. Shein etzorach gavoya. That's not called tzorach the korban. El etzorach kahanim. You're only burning that wood that the floor should be hot. Etzorach the kahanim. Loi hutru. That's not mutter. V'samach lechashecha haynataymed legozer. Why in the base of Mikdash is a mutter? Why don't we make the gzeri? You can't start the fire before Shabbos and let it burn on Shabbos. The Torah says, the Gemara says, the also Kahanim's reasoning. The Torah says, because in the base of Mikdash, who takes care of the wood, the fire there? The Kahanim. The Kahanim has reason, they won't come to hit the fire and make the fire burn on Shabbos. Trash at the Kahanim's reasoning. Shekulam hoyu b'nei Torah. They're all b'nei Torah, v'charedim v'niskorim. By the Kahanim, we're not afraid they'll come to hit the wood to make it burn better on Shabbos. So dafka, for the Kahanim, it's mutter. Mashenk in the Gvulim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, for a regular person, we're afraid. You can't start a fire before Shabbos and let the wood burn throughout the Shabbos, because you have the Gzera, maybe you come to make the fire burn better, and you'll hit the wood to make it burn better, and it'll be over, this is the Raisa. So what's the Shia, though? The Vaito, the Gvulim Kadesh HaTochas. Out of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to make sure that the wood caught fire Beruba before Shabbos. Then you're allowed to let this fire burn throughout the Shabbos. For the Gemara Mai Reuben, what does it mean, rove of the wood caught fire before Shabbos? Omar Rav, Roiv Kol Lechot B'yechot. Is every wood, every piece of wood, rove of the wood had a caught fire. Shrashi Kol Lechot B'yechot. Kol Eitz V'yetz. Let's say you have 100 pieces of wood. Don't think it's enough of 60 pieces caught fire. No. You need out of the all 100 pieces, every single piece, row of the piece caught fire. Shmuel Amar, no, you don't need so much. When you want to make a fire, usually you have big pieces of wood, but the big pieces take a long time till it catches fire. So usually you put small twigs underneath it, and they burn fast, and they make the fire catch on to the big woods. So Shmuel says, Abi, the fire is big enough that you're not going to tell people, let's bring more twigs. In other words, there's enough twigs in the bottom burning, and the big pieces of wood caught fire already. So since they caught fire, it's aimed by itself to burn up now. There's no xer, you come to burn it up on Shabbos. Rashi Shmuel Amar, Kadesh Leit Sarach Leima, you shouldn't have to say, Habo Eitzim Dak and bring small twigs, for the Niach Tachtayim, put it underneath the big logs. Lahavir Eselu. If that much is done before Shabbos, that's mutter. That's providing you have a lot of woods together, so it's I meant the big bonfire to burn up by itself. You won't have to play around with it on Shabbos. Toni Rav Chiel is Yul Shmuel. Bring your raya to Shmuel's halacha. Lekula. The what? Kedei shetei shaleves oyle mialeho. V'loi shetei shaleves oyle adei dobracher. Rashi Toni Rav Chiel, the perek bama mablikim, legabi menorah. This is talking about the halacha of the menorah, not our halacha. It's only tushtel. The pasuk says by the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, lahalois ner tamid, that has to be burning to say the tamid. It has to be burning enough that the fire goes up by itself. That's called hadlaka. If something that's burning by itself, you don't need any more help to it, that's called hadlaka. It's Rabbi Bachama, v'yoy de la masnis, the time of the Mishnah. Hello, Amal, of a perish to masnis, nachriti, v'sharvos, the tunnel, in Madura. When he masos, yes, it was kind of like a Madura. So it's like a shver, it goes on Madura. The other pshat is he's not talking about a Madura, he's talking about a Madura mamish. Then it's a good sushta mamish, tau halacha. My core part of this is the halacha, we hold like Shmuel, that's enough. When you have a lot of wood together, as long as there's enough fire here, that you don't have to call for any other help, that's called the fire started. Now, Zot Gemara, Eitz Yechidi. What about you only have one piece of wood? You're only starting a fire on one piece of wood before Shabbos. What's called Roiv? Roiv with this wood has to be caught fire before Shabbos. Rav Amar Roiv Uvio. Roiv of the thickness of the wood. It's not enough that there should be a fire all around the wood. Let's say this is a piece of wood. It's not enough we have fire all over the wood. But since it's 2 inches thick, you have to have the fire going in to 1.5 inches thickness inside. His robe of the thickness of the wood had a caught fire also. So chumr de geshita, roif uviyov. V'yamriyolah roif hakeifah. No, it's enough to hekev just outside the wood. If robe of the outside of the wood caught fire, that's enough. Trashi eitz yechidi, kein sukkah shalonu. Roif uviyov shiikoneis or betoich uviyov ad ruban. That the fire started to eat inside the wood, roif of the inside of the wood already. That's a chumr de geshita. And the Amrilo Roif Hakeifah, the Rashi with Vachutz. It's enough if outside of the wood, rove of the outside caught fire, that's enough. Omer Papa, Hilkach Binan Roif Uvya Vavina Roif Hakeifah. About their two shittas. So here we're Machmer. Even though it's a Shalom, this is the Rabbonan, here for some reason we're Machmer. So the Morak Yitanoi, it's a Machmer Yitanoi. Rashi Roif Uvya Vavroif Hakeifah. This Shalom, how much of the one wood has to burn before Shabbos in order to have hanof from it on Shabbos, it's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Chiya omar kedei sheyishchas eitz mimleches umin. It has to be room that an umin can't use this wood anymore. Rashi sheyishchas roif uviyav. That means it was burnt through and through already. It's not usable anymore. That's called roif uviyav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah kedei shetocha zeish mishnei tzadim. It's enough that the fire caught on both sides. That's mashma roif hakeifin. I'll be roif of the outside of the wood. Caught fire, that's enough. Trashi beis dodov, roif hakeifin, the outside of it. So the more of Yafel Pishain, Raila Dover, there's no Raya for this, Abba Zecha Dover, there's a Zecha for this. The Pasuk says, as Shenek Tseisav Ochleish, two sides of the age caught fire, Vetoichin Nochra Yitzlach Lemlocha, wouldn't be useful Locha anymore. Trashi Zecha Dover, the Shuv Hoylech Medoilet, that once it's caught fire on both sides, that's what Zichah is going to burn now by itself.
As once you know both sides of the wood caught fire, you know for sure this wood is continue burning. So that's enough.
But the halacha of Aseres, behold, you need both. You have to make sure that rove of the outside caught fire and rove of the inside caught fire. Pasuk says, V'ach lefonim avareres. The more my ach, what does the pasuk mean ach? Amarav ach v'no. That means the reeds. Drashi ach v'na rova. They are rovis. Drashi v'ach v'sreif v'syoyokem ha-megiliksiv. So what caught fire? Ach v'no arova. That's the rovis. The willows caught fire. Shmuel ama eitzim shenidlaku bi'ach v'no. No, it means the big woods. But they caught fire, usually use small twigs first to start the fire. So it means the big woods caught fire, that caught fire from the Yachvano. Yitrashi b'Yachvo, kol eitzim nidlokim zemi ze hakotem mandek agodol. The small ones like the bigger ones. So tomorrow, who di yomul who? Somebody told somebody else. Man bo Yachvano, who wants Achvano? He wanted to find out what Achvano was. So he asked them, who wants Achvono? Ishtakach Arvasa. He found out it wasn't Arvasa, it was their rovis. Omer Afuna, Kanim, if you have reeds, ain't Tzrichim, Roiv, you don't need Roiv. Since they're very easy to catch fire, Sabi, a little bit cause fire by itself, it's going to burn up. You don't have to have Roiv. Ogdon, let's say you twined them together. You took like a few pieces of reeds and you bunched them together. Then tzrichin roiv. Then you need roiv to catch fire, because since they're bunched together, the fire doesn't catch so easily. Then you need roiv before Shabbos. Garinim, let's say you have pits. Drashi, garinim means show tomorrow. You have date pits. Imosin miyam madure. I'm only use it to burn with. Like a shiyofshi, you make sure it's very dried out. Is ain't tzrichin roiv also. It burns very easily. So B, you started the fire before Shabbos, you don't need roiv. He's garinim ain't tzrichin roiv. Nosnon b'chuslois, you put it in type of a basket to keep them all together. Then tzrichin roiv. Then you need roiv of it caught fire before Shabbos. Shrashi nosnon b'chuslois, kelim a type of a basket, shosim melovim, made from lulips. V'nosnon akli mole, a whole kli full, b'madurin to the fire, to make the fire grow bigger. It's tzrichin roiv. Then you need roiv of these pits caught fire before Shabbos. The fish sheds burin yachin, since they're bunched together. Reina shall have this yechonel ikonis pen. The fire can't get to it so easily. So therefore we're afraid it's not going to burn so good on Shabbos, and you come to hit them, so you have to wait to roiv of it caught fire before Shabbos. Maskib lo rav chizda adarab ipchem estaba pufakert. Kanim mevadron. Kanim, when it's spread out, it's no good. Drashikanim mevadron the kan lakan. V'yachas men ha-yoytzes le-timtzes chaverto, le-vairo. Hilka ki lo-yogdon tzrichi roiv. Faket, if you have only one reed here and one reed there, so a little fire, we're afraid it'll go out. Hey, while this one's about to go out, it won't catch on to the next one. So we're afraid on Shabbos you move the reeds over to make it burn better. Ma-shenkein, ogdon le-mevadron. But when they're all bunched together, then faket, if a little fire caught on one part, they'll zicha catch on one to the other, and they'll burn up a lot. And garinim is also faket. Mevadron, it's good. Garinim, if you're... Drashi... Avalogdon le-mevadron, ve-tzrichin roiv, ye-vechein garinim. But same as far as garinim, also the same thing. Garinim, mevadron, is no good. One pit by itself, we're afraid the fire won't catch on to the next pit. So we're afraid on Shabbos you're going to move over one pit to the next pit. But if you put them together in one kli, and the fire started to burn with one, they'll zicha catch on one to the other. So there we're not afraid to work with it on Shabbos. So the svar should be pum pakert. The more itmanami, we learned like this. Omer Rav Kana. Kanaim she'ogdon tzrichin roiv. We're bringing a riot to the first shita. So even though he asked the kasha, we'll still bring the right to the first shita. Kanim reads, she'ogdon, if they're bunched together, tzrichin roiv. Then we're afraid the fire doesn't catch on to it so well. You have to have rov of the kanim caught fire before Shabbos. Lo yogdon, if we didn't bunch them together before Shabbos, in tzrichin roiv. Then a little bit caught fire, you'll zicha burn well by itself, you don't worry about it. Garinam, tzrichin roiv. Garinam, pits by itself, needs roiv. Nostan b'choisleis, but you put bunch them together, ain't tzrichin roiv. So according to this girsa, half is a riot each one of them. Hey, by kanim, bunched is no good, but by garina we have a riot to what last one said, that garina pits, when they're bunched together, then it'll burn better. Maratoni Reb Yosef. Avo meduris ain't tzrichin roiv. There are four type of fires that burn very well. You don't have to have rove of it caught fire before Shabbos. Because once a little bit caught fire, we know Marazicha burn well the rest of Shabbos. Shel zef is tar, v'shel gofer is sulfur, v'shel gvina. Some are gur is gvina, v'slamodna what gvina to a cheese. The other ones are gur is v'shel kira, it means wax. V'shel revav, also a type of v'shem and type of an oil. And these things burn very well, so if a little bit caught fire before Shabbos, we're not afraid you'll play around with it on Shabbos. Tanya, av shel kas v'shel gavva. Who then if you have straw and hay? If a little bit caught fire before Shabbos, the zicha burn well. You don't have to worry about roiv should catch before Shabbos. There's no gzeri, you'll make it burn better. Hey, a little one spark catches on, the whole thing burns up. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Eitzin shebovel etzrichem roiv. Right, so the wood of bovel is very, it burnt very well, so that wood also didn't need roiv before Shabbos. Maskel Rabbi Yosef, Mahi, what wood about bovel is so geschmack? Well, what kind of wood we're talking about? Ilem is silta, if you want to say silta. Sadrashi silta liyache shosim eitzim dakim lebovel noikin kain. Silta is like a small pieces of wood. That's all, like toothpicks. For the Gemara, why is that good? Hashta psila madach the wick itself. When you have a wick, a psila that you put into the shemen. Now, when you light the wick before Shabbos, Omar Ula said hamadlech tzar sheyadlik beroiv hayoytze. That before Shabbos, when you light the wick, you have to make sure rove of the wick caught fire before Shabbos. Obezoi madach on a wick, you need right before Shabbos, silta mi boi, obezoi stama, like a toothpick, stama, small piece of wood, you should also have to have rove to burn before Shabbos. It's not going to be better than the wicks itself. Hello, Rav Yosef, sucha di arza, that's between the bark of the eras of the palm tree and the tree itself. There's like strings of hair there, like Temerah, she says. Shuchu the Arzim. Yovish is very dry. Vedak. V'yesh kimin Temer, this type of a wool there, like. Ven klipaliates, between the bark of the tree and the wood itself. V'huma v'riya mashachsa bayor. And that burns very, very well. So it doesn't mean wood. It means like this Temer, this type of a wool that's in between, that catch fire very easily. Rumi Barab Roma Zosa. Zosa, some Musa Balazra, Zosa type of a hay that burns very, very easily. So something that burns very, very easily, that if it's caught fire before Shabbos, that's enough. By wood though, you have to make sure that Rov Hakef and Rov Uvav caught fire before Shabbos. Hadin Allah, Yitzhak Shabbos.